Well, getting into our election discussions, and of course, elections come with manifestos. The launch of manifestos, various political parties, and we're going to give them all an opportunity to share with us whatever has been the talking points of their manifestos. Now, granted, manifestos are launched, manifestos are forgotten about, but you know what? Somewhere in the annals of the history of the party, it will surface up somewhere that at a particular point in South Africa's political history, you've had a party stand up for certain rules and certain promises. Action SA has promised to slash the cabinet, provide a universal basic income, and added that it is not an anti-xenophobia party in its election manifesto launch. Now, Herman Mashaba's party also made the bold promise of establishing the conditions under which the private sector can create 4.8 million, and I use the word here in inverted commas, 4.8 million real and sustainable jobs by 2029, should it come to power in the coming elections. Action SA has also promised to end load shedding within 2 years through steps including using economic sabotage charges to break criminal syndicates that are milking Eskom dry, and by introducing alternative energy sources and a local or a localized grid system. Well, we welcome Action SA's leader, Herman Mashaba, on Radio Islam International. Good evening to you, Herman.
Good evening, and thank you so much for this great opportunity to discuss this very important manifesto promises that we're making to people of South Africa in a country that's currently burning, it's bleeding, we're in big, big trouble, and we need to do everything possible to get as many people out there as possible. We've got 27.7 billion South Africans registered to vote. We need to ensure that we can get as many of them as possible, because you remember in 2019, only 17.6 million South Africans came out to vote.
Herman, I mean, looking from your manifesto and the party discussions and promises, 4.8 million real and sustainable jobs by 2029. That's basically 5 years, 60 months from now, should Action SA be voted into power. How are you going to do that, Herman?
Well, I think you start first by ensuring that you have a very strong maximum of 20 cabinet ministers who are specialists in the field. If you put in someone in trade and industry, it must be someone with proven track record in the industry. If you put in someone in health, it must be someone accordingly. So that's the first point. And you put together a professional public service where the public service is run by non-politicians, but professional people appointed on merit. You bring in the rule of law. The thing is, why I'm saying all this is because you, as government, you can't do one thing and expect the whole system to work. You need all the ministries to work together in concert all at the same time. That's the only way you can get the economy growing and prospering. That's why the rule of law is very critical. We must show no mercy to criminals, corrupt politicians and business people, murderers, rapists, these people bringing drugs into our country. Show them no mercy. Make sure that we create a specialized, we establish a specialized unit to ensure that there's a special unit to deal with corruption, special units to deal with murder, special units to deal with rape and so forth. We then immediately make sure that we expedite the prosecution, run 24-hour the courts. We're sitting today in South Africa with so many professional prosecutors, legal people, judges, magistrates who are retired by this government, at the age of 60. We want everyone, anyone who's under 75 who's still in a position to work, come back to be the school principals, be school inspectors, be the judges, be magistrates, so that we can speed up the prosecution. Let's immediately invest in schools. But more importantly, We South Africa, we're the only country in the world with over R1 trillion worth of industrial areas lying empty, which 30 years ago, to just give an example, 30 years ago, Babelech industrial area, people of Amanskraal, millions of them, factories used to operate 24 hours, one of the biggest industrial areas. Today, up to 60% of that, actually 70% of that industrial area is deserted, closed down by this current government. Where I started Black Lakme in 1985, Gauteng industrial area, you go there, I can tell you, if you know how that industry used to look like in 1985 when I started Black Lakme, it'll break your heart. These factories in Kwandebele, in Kwakwa, in Mohwasi, we need to invite the private sector, local and international, come in, revive these industries. So we give them massive tax breaks to allow them to employ our people based on the amount of money that will invest in these factories and how many people they will employ. The city of Johannesburg, to give an example, when I was the mayor, I embarked on a massive project of the inner city rejuvenation, where our people today live in squalor, in squatter camps, when the city is taken over by criminal elements. Let's declare war and take back these buildings, give them to the private sector. Just to really give an example, in 3 years when I was the mayor of the city of Johannesburg, I embarked on the inner city rejuvenation project. In that 3 years, managed to expropriate 154 buildings, gave them to the private sector. Those buildings were going to bring in the city of Johannesburg 32 billion rands of investment. It was going to create 22,000 permanent jobs, creating 14,500 permanent jobs. And I had committed to give away 100 buildings a year because I'd already identified over 600 buildings. Now you can look at Johannesburg, look at Devon, the city center, taken over by criminal elements, go to Sunnyside in Pretoria. So what I'm saying is there's a huge, huge opportunity to kickstart economic activity in this country. South Africa has got really low-hanging fruits, but you need a political will and you need the courage of conviction to do the right thing and not do things because you want to make friends.
Herman, this coming election at the end of May is not only about the economics of South Africa. The economics, no doubt, is going to play a major role in the way the country is going and hopefully address many of the other issues that the country has. But South Africa is also a very socially divided and I would say a socially at-risk community. I mean, we've seen a number of issues in the last 10 to 15 years, especially when it comes to, well, relationships that we have had with foreigners. And you are no doubt the face of Action SA. You've been the face of the city of Joburg. And from time to time, the accusation has been leveled. And you are here on air, Herman. So, of course, you've got the opportunity to respond that Herman Mashaba and his policies are xenophobic, they're anti-foreigner. What are you going to say to that, Herman?
Well, I think anyone would really make such accusation. It's actually someone who's who's the xenophobic themselves, or that the direct beneficiaries. You must understand this criminality of bringing illegal undocumented people involved in human trafficking. There are people who are benefiting out of this, and they are not going to just really keep quiet. Bringing drugs into our country, destroying the lives of our youth and our families and our way of life. One thing that we've got to acknowledge and accept is that South Africa was built at the back of migrants, and we must continue attracting people of the world to come to South Africa. However, they must come here legally, and when they're here, they must respect the laws of our country. It's a norm throughout the country. South Africa is not going to be an exception where we try to see if we can build an economy in the midst of chaos. Because right now what's happening, what the ANC government has allowed, it's a chaotic, and obviously ANC people, because of their criminal makeup and DNA, that's why they're promoting this criminality. As a Section SA, under my leadership, we want to see the rule of law. No one should come into this country without the documentation. You come here without documentation, you come here to come and commit a crime, you come and bring drugs into our country, you are not welcome, and we are not going to show any mercy towards you. But those the people of the world wanting to come and contribute to our economy, bring money into our country, not through mattresses and sofas, bring money through the Reserve Bank, absolutely welcome. We'll have red carpet for you. But we will not entertain anyone bringing counterfeit expired goods, going into poor communities and actually risking their health. We will speak on this, whether people like it or not. This is contained in our constitution. I'm actually quite pleased when the ANC in 2016, 2017 reported me to the South African Human Rights Commission. The Human Rights Commission looked at the constitution of this country, and after a month of investigation, I had a press conference with them at their offices to say if anyone says Mashaba is xenophobic, then the drafters of our constitution are xenophobic, because everything that Mashaba is saying it is contained in our laws. So that's why I'm saying is I'm not going to really be sidetracked by criminal elements wanting to really collapse my country or our country.
Herman, you know, let's look at least one or two local issues that are no doubt have occupied front page headlines in the country. The NHI. I mean, where do you stand with regards to the NHI, which the president is signing into law tomorrow? That is, of course, the National Health Insurance Bill. Can South Africa afford the NHI? I mean, there have been many medical doctors and other medical professionals that have made a desperate plea to the president not to sign the bill, which he is due to do tomorrow. I mean, where do you stand on this here? First of all, I mean, healthcare in this country, your comments, and then the NHI in particular.
Well, the healthcare in this country at the moment is under ICU, destroyed by ANC corruption, maladministration, and so forth. And when they started the debate with the NHI bill, as Action SA, we wrote to Parliament asking the President not to sign. We are extremely disappointed to learn that he's signing it tomorrow. I can assure South Africans that we'll be one of the parties to take him up to the Constitutional Court, because ANC has got no intention to address the health of South Africans. ANC under Cyril Ramaphosa, they've seen an opportunity to steal like this state capture, another heist like the VBS, because for ANC, every time you see them signing anything, it's got absolutely nothing to do with your welfare and mine. ANC leadership, I still have to, since Nelson Mandela, I still need to come across an ANC person who's in politics because they want to serve society. ANC under Cyril Ramaphosa, they are determined to save their own pockets. I don't know how much money they want before they can really be satisfied and start saving society. You are not going to save society by destroying the private healthcare. You are not going to solve the problem by not fixing Baragwanath Hospital and public hospitals and clinics. That's where you needed the focus. To build more hospitals, make sure that you put in professional people, train more doctors, train more nurses. And unlike what we've seen ever since they came into power, closed down nursing training colleges. Our children today cannot really study medicine because there is not enough space. That's why they go to an extent of sending our children to Cuba and sending Cuban doctors here. This is unacceptable. So these guys are not going to solve this by NHI. We needed to address the root causes of the dysfunctionality of our healthcare system, is to invest in our healthcare system. And that's something that they're failing to do. But obviously, when they put in this national healthcare, I can tell you, you're going to see another VBS or another state capture, because Cyril Ramaphosa and the ANC cabal, they're going to line up with their own pockets and leave us dry. And I only hope that South Africans must punish them on the 29th, because we cannot allow and accept another 5 years of ANC government, because the economy of this country is not sustained 5 years of ANC.
Herman, finally, of course, in order to make a decision, South Africans are going to have to come out and vote in the first place. I mean, registration is done, that's concluded. But when those special votes and the main voting day on the 29th of May dawns, I mean, the appeal has to be there that whatever is your take and whatever is your political stance, you have to come out and express it to begin with. What's your message to South Africans ahead of May 29th, Herman?
You know, my appeal, deep appeal to South Africans is that you and I, South Africans, we owe it to ourselves, we owe it to our children, we owe it to our grandchildren to stop the ANC from turning South Africa into another Zimbabwe. This ANC government is not interested in our development. Let's vote for Action SA on the 29th so that we can unite the South Africans around one flag, that all of us are South Africans. Let's allow the private sector to drive our economy, because for us as Action SA, we committed to the development of our economy through the private sector participation, government creating an equal opportunity for all South Africans, regardless of race, gender, and so forth. Let's make sure that we must be brutal when treating criminals. We must never accept to live side by side with criminals. Criminals must be punished and punished severely, so that you and I, our children, our girls, our wives, people must be able to really walk the streets any time of the day they choose to, not to really be afraid of another man. And that's what Action SA is promising you, that we will really be brutal when we deal with criminals to make sure that South Africans are safe.
Herman Mashaba, thank you for your time this evening here and with this discussion, and have a good week ahead of you, Herman, and best of course, your campaigning, which you've got a few days left on that. And thank you, Herman, and goodbye.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, that was Herman Mashaba of Action SA.